we find ourselves here about to make incredibly hard decisions about budget cuts and policies that will support individuals, organizations, and businesses that are impacted by a global pandemic that none of us wanted and none of us really foresaw coming.
That's Speaker Brad Wilson addressing the House in Thursday's special legislative session. The revised budget cuts most of the spending increases approved earlier this year. The total budget was cut by just under 2%, but lawmakers preserved a roughly 2% increase in education funding and a 5% increase in social services. That's because of the state's continuing contributions to its rainy day funds, says Senate President Stuart Adams.
Because we have that ongoing money, we're able to do some things in a downturn that no other state is.
The state also used federal COVID-19 relief funds to balance the budget. The measure unanimously passed the House and Senate. And while the budget deficit is not as high as earlier predictions, new state revenue figures released on Tuesday show a gap of over $90 million in one-time funding and a nearly $760 million gap in ongoing funding for programs. Legislators will continue to evaluate the state's finances as the pandemic continues. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Shoshana Buxbaum.